If you're looking for a slice in New Hampshire, you'll notice a house of pizza in just about every town in the state. But why? A listener posed this question to our Only in New Hampshire series. NHPR's Jimmy Gutierrez delivers for this edition of Foodstuffs.
Hello?
This is Matthew Jones from Hudson. He and I share a common beef with the state, a serious lack of great pizza.
And I actually just had pizza for lunch.
Oh, I hope it was good.
It was average.
I know how you feel.
Matthew wanted to know why there are so many houses of pizza, and why is every house of pizza exclusively the Greek style of pizza? If you've ever had pizza in New Hampshire, there's a good chance that the pizza that you ate was Greek pizza. You may not have even known it. Greek pizza is traditionally cooked in a shallow pan, and its crust is kind of chewy like focaccia bread, too thick to be a thin crust, and too thin to be a deep dish. According to many food writers, one of the problems with Greek pizza is that it's quintessential mediocre pizza.
So I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. Like, why is this, out of all the pizza this region could have adopted, why Greek pizza?
That's great. I'm really happy that someone's kind of looking into this, because you can Google it and there's almost nothing.
After a little research, I find a total of 276 business names in the state that include the term House of Pizza. While that list includes duplicates and expired businesses, there's a House of Pizza for everyone. The obvious question is, why are there so many Houses of Pizza in New Hampshire?
I'm Liz Barrett Foster. I'm an editor with PMQ Pizza Magazine.
I start by asking Liz, what does House of Pizza mean?
House of Pizza, what we found, is it's supposed to be a Greek restaurant. Usually you'll find spanakopita and the stuffed olive leaves and things that are Greek, but you find other things too, you know, like Greek pizza and burgers, I mean, all kinds of things.
Okay, so House of Pizza signals a Greek restaurant, which makes some sense since two of the main touchdowns for Greek immigrants in the 20th century were Metro New York and Boston. But there are also Italians in these communities already making pizza, really good pizza, like Neapolitan style. So how did Greek pizza become our regional pizza?
The Italians were the ones that were making all the pizza, and then they ended up selling the pizza to the Greeks. And after World War II, like 70% of Greek immigrants were running pizzerias,
leaving New Hampshire with lots and lots of Greek pizza. But as someone who I'd call a pizza connoisseur, I had one more question. What is your take on Greek pizza?
I mean, when I've had it, it's okay. I mean, it's not really my favorite. I wouldn't, you know, necessarily go seeking it out.
But I want to. And I know it's not everyone's favorite, but it's clearly working for a lot of people. And then I found it. I found a House of Pizza with Google and Yelp reviews through the roof. A House of Pizza that's won WMUR's Viewer's Choice Award for Best Pizza the last 3 years in a row.
My name is Tom Castellanos, one of the owners of Tilton House of Pizza. And we're at Tilton House of Pizza in Tilton, New Hampshire.
Castellanos' family has been making pizza in Tilton for 20 years. The space feels like a mix between a cafeteria meets a family restaurant. Tom says a typical work week will run anywhere from 70 to 80 hours. But for his parents, who immigrated from Greece to Manchester in the 70s, it's everything they could have hoped for.
When they moved to Manchester, went and worked at the mills, like every pretty much Greek immigrant did back in the day. And then, you know, decided they wanted to do something more appealing. They wanted to get into the pizza business.
Today, on one side of Tom is this pizza oven conveyor belt. On the other side, a bunch of naked pies sitting in pans just waiting for toppings. After he dresses them to order, they go into the conveyor oven for about 10 minutes at 500
beautiful.
Degrees.
See the cheese nice and melted?
Oh my gosh.
Well, and beautiful.
Those colors are so perfect.
Absolutely.
It looks and smells like award-worthy pizza. I asked Tom if there's a stigma attached to the name House of Pizza.
Take pride that we've had those that, you know, they say we've driven by you 100 times. Just never thought. We thought that House of Pizza is just a typical House of Pizza. One person lived in town for about a dozen years before he tried us out, and now he's in here 2 to 3 times a week.
While there are a lot of House of Pizzas in the state, that doesn't mean that there's not great pizza to be had. It's also a pretty solid reminder that New Hampshire's regional pizza isn't just food. It's a story of who we are and where we've come from.